The steamer began to move slowly away, but on the landward horizon, faint but unmistakable, appeared the silhouette of a fighting machine. Immediately afterwards another came, and another, striding over hills and trees, then without pause plunging far out to sea and blocking the exit of the steamer. In the deeps, between them, lay the silent, grey, ironclad Thunder Child. Slowly it moved toward shore, then with a deafening roar and whoosh of spray, it swung about and drove at full speed towards the waiting Martians. The Martians released their black smoke, but the ship sped on, cutting down one of the tripod figures. Instantly, the others raised their heat rays and melted the Thunder Child's valiant heart. When the smoke cleared, the little steamer had reached the misty horizon and Carrie was safe. But the Thunder Child had vanished forever, taking with her man's last hope of victory. The leaden sky was lit by green flashes, cylinder following cylinder, and no one and nothing was left now to fight them. The Earth belonged to the Martians.